Well, time now to grill the headlines over a live flame with Simon Hoggart, Alan Corran and the team. It's the News Quiz.
We present the News Quiz with your chairman, Simon Hoggart. No, hang on. It's not Simon Hoggart. It's just me, Brian Perkins. Here to tell you that there will be no more News Quiz. ITV have just bought the rights. In fact, they've bought the rights to everything. Woman's Hour, The Archers, even the news. They have all the news. They bought the rights to all the events in the world ever. Still, they're welcome to the News Quiz. Hoggart has ruled the roost around here for far too long. He wants to remember that I, Perkins, am the big daddy of Radio 4. Not him. Me and Charlotte Green are sick of reading the cuttings. In fact, the only sort of cutting he'll be getting is from my blade. BBC Radio 4. Let's go to work.
Ringers.
Hi, Des Lynham here, of course, hosting ITV's Euro 2000 coverage. A lot of money in the bank. Channel Islands there. Congratulations are in order, of course, for me. Match of the day on its way to its rightful owner. And that's what happens, you see. Money talks.
Yes, indeed, Des. it'll be just like old times, won't it? You know, just you and me there looking at bits of old, football matches.
And... well, not really, Jimmy. One major difference, you're with Sky coverage. So this is ITV, glossy adverts, shallow analysis, deep pockets, begging the question, why are you here?
Truth be told, I just like following you around. Happily married man that I am, I can't help but find you strangely attractive.
more than a little uncomfortable there, but moving on swiftly, of course, back to me.
It is really, at the end of the day, Des, isn't it, really? You know, it's fate, isn't it? You know, kismet, serendipity, circumstance. But, you know, take my example. You know, just a few months ago, would anyone have thought that a football pundit, you know, in the twilight of his career would begin to have something of a crush on someone who can only be described as an older colleague?
OK, Jimmy, you can stop talking now.
Yes. Did you get the flowers, Des?
Can we have security over here, please?
Today, I'm going to show you how very simply and quickly to prepare the perfect TV chef. Now, first, take an ordinary human being, carefully squeeze out any personality. I'm one they prepared earlier. Next, just find a catchphrase from any market stall and repeat until it makes the blood boil.
It's pucker. Yeah, right, come on, you pucker, right.
Then we just add a splash of sexual ambiguity.
Oh, I do like a nice bit of beef on the bone, eh?
And then a nice bottle of wine.
Delia, you, me, and a recipe for a good stuffing. How about that?
Leave to stand next to an irritating sycophant.
These scraggins of syphilitic sheep are simply exquisite.
Serve up to the general public with plenty of hype and a £1 million book deal. Goodbye.
And that was the unmistakable sound of me having sex with Jermaine Greer. Now... I've had a letter from a Mrs. Sheila Peel who writes, Dear John... What the hell were you thinking?
Well, Mrs. Beale, remember, it was the 60s, and people did do a lot of things that they might now regret. Jonathan King discovered Genesis, for example.
Congratulations on your marriage, Pat. Who'd have believed you'd be heading up the aisle again after all the bad luck you've had with husbands in the past? Tell me about it, Peggy. Pete Beale couldn't pronounce his R's. Brian Wicks knocked me about. Then Frank, he firebombed the car lot, went loony and ran off. Roy was impotent. I haven't had much judgment when it comes to picking husbands, Peggy. But all that's changed now.
Pat, I hope you don't mind. I have asked one of my Imperial Stormtroopers to be best man.
All right, Darth Love. Here, but you've got to promise me, you're not going to go over to the dark side and create a huge evil empire and enslave the galaxy like you did before.
Pat, would I do something like that to you? Release the Imperial Star Destroyers now. Destroy the Jedi. Destroy them all.
What was that, Darth Love?
I said I'm just bobbing over the Queen Vic to have a word in Phil Shell-like about that Steve.
Oh. All right. I've got a feeling, Peggy, this time. Things are really going to work out.
Seems like a nice boy. I like his helmet.
New from BBC Enterprises. A video all Rolf Harris fans can keep and treasure forever.
Well, we kept little Fluffy in overnight, but sadly... Well, she was too weak to survive.
Rolf breaks it to you gently. Yes. All Rolf's sugar-coated words to soften heartbreaking bad news, brought together for the first time on one 90-minute compilation. From the timeless...
Well, Snowy went into surgery, but I'm afraid the injuries were too severe. She never made it through the night.
And who can forget the timeless classic...
Rover had been Fred's faithful companion for over 20 years. Unfortunately, in the end, he was just too old. His coat too mangy. He was just too feeble to survive. So poor little Rover will just have to soldier on without him.
Rolf breaks it to you gently, because bad news never sounds so bad when it comes from Rolf.
I'm afraid the video's $14.99. It's rather expensive, oh dear.
BBC Radio 4. I'm Brian Perkins in the nude. Why? Well, if it's good enough for Channel 5, it's good enough for me. All Radio 4 programmes will be done in the nude from now on. Why? Because I said so. And what I says goes round here. I'm the daddy. So, before another arousing peep into Alison Mitchell's money box, here's a naked Thora Hurd with the Radio 4 appeal.
Hello, loves. Now, I sit before you in the buff on behalf of a very worthwhile charity. I'll go on for a bit about how worthy it is and what a difference you can make, and all the while I'm as naked as the day I was born. Now, I know what you're thinking, but don't worry. Brian Perkins can't see my front garden from where he's sitting. It's completely obscured by my dairy arrangements.
That's what you think, Thora. And don't forget, tomorrow morning from 6, you can hear the Today programme. 3 hours of news and comment presented by John Humphreys, wearing a leather zip mask. Which used to be mine, incidentally. I swapped it for some gear.
Hello, I'm Johnny Vaughan, and this is Movie Watch. I'm better than this. No, really, I am. Now, from the makers of Saving Private Ryan and U571, where the Yanks revealed how they captured the Enigma machine and not us, comes a new, utterly accurate historical epic. Woody Allen in The Isaac Newton Story.
Ow! This fruit just fell on my head and I thought, who's throwing the fruit? You know, Is it because I'm Jewish?
On Hollywood's next blockbuster is a 100% accurate portrayal of the World Cup final in 1966, with Clint Eastwood as Jeff Hurst.
Sort of question you gotta ask yourself, punk. Did I score 3 goals? I was the last one offside. Was I lucky, punk? Well, was I?
With Arnold Schwarzenegger as Kenneth Wolstenholme.
There's some persons on the pitch. Hand me my big gun. They think it is all over. It is now.
Des here, leaving the stadium in Eindhoven. England disappointing, but at least I'll be driving back to the hotel in what's a very expensive, fast car. White-walled tyres, sunroof, the type of car Jeremy Clarkson could only dream of owning. Well, it works for the BBC. There you are. OK, seems we've got a bit of a squeegee merchant at work here, and... have I got any spare change? Well, yes, of course I have. I work for ITV.
hello, Des. Yes, I just noticed that your car wasn't quite as shiny as you. So I've just sort of given it the once-over with my chamois there.
Jimmy.
Yeah, because I thought, you know, maybe we could sort of drive out to the coast, you know, together and have a picnic or, you know, just a drink, you know, just you and me, Des, you know, at the end of the day.
Well, I'm off now, but I'll be back after this break.
Yes. You seem to have driven over my foot. Oh, dear, you always hurt the one you love.
Is that Quick Fit stocking motor spares and motoring accessories?
Some spares, sir, yes. What is it you're after?
You do. Let me introduce myself. My name is the Doctor.
I'm afraid you're wasting my time.
Good afternoon, Quick Fit Rooster, can I help you?
Hello there. Are you the stockists of motor spares and accessories and exhaust pipes?
We certainly are, sir. Sorry, what name was it, mister?
I am the Doctor. What is your name? Good day to you.
Good day to you. My name is Roy.
Roy, it's a great pleasure to speak to you this day. I wonder if you might be able to help me. Do you sell shock absorbers?
We certainly do, sir.
That is excellent. My associate needs one, you see. May I just tell him now?
Right. So what name was it, Doctor?
Davros, they have them. I'm sorry, what did you say?
What name was it, Doctor? I'm just trying to get the names down so I can write it down for you, sir. You said it was Doctor?
Yes.
And the name was?
That is my name, the Doctor.
Doctor who?
Doctor for everything, my friend.
Right, and what car are they for, then?
I'm sorry?
What car is the shock absorbers for?
Well, it's not exactly for a car.
It's not?
It's for a Dalek.
It's for a Dalek?
Yes, but I'll allow my associate to explain to you.
Okay, not a problem.
Hello, Roy.
Good afternoon.
I need a shock absorber.
That's not a problem. I've got those in stock.
Thank you.
Do you know where to find us?
Yes, I do. I will find them in my Dalek battle cruiser. I will materialise in your bay, and you can fit it to me.
Not a problem. We're opposite the football ground. You want to come down now?
Hey, Tony.
What is it, Sharia, radiant supermama for? Fatherly smile.
Our baby needs changing.
Well, hey, you know, this is not so much our baby, Sharia. Hand gesture. I see him more... He's more the people's baby.
Oh, God!
Hey, I'm a modern guy doing my bit. You know, not the old, outmoded, absentee type of dad. A new, if you like, kind of parent denim shirt. Oh, Leo. Ha, last time I saw something like that, Stephen Byers was trying to get it through Parliament. I tried to read him a story last night. He just slow hand-clapped me.
Oh, the WI called and the dead chuffed with all the publicity. They want you to go back next year. All right, give them to me. My turn to change them.
Actually, Cherie, that was me.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to remember Daniela, Princess of EastEnders, whose career died the other day, along with her septum. With us are former colleagues of Daniela.
Sam!
Ricky!
Frank!
But let us now pay our disrespects with this very special song by Elton John.
Goodbye to your nose. Where once there were two nostrils, now there's just one, I suppose. We saw your talent shine, but every actor knows you're only as good as your last line. And it seems to me you lived your life like a vandal with a sneeze. The swan that became the ugly duck, because you couldn't give it up. You had a face that launched a thousand sniffs, at least it's easier to pick. Say goodbye, goodbye to your nose.
And now, Keegan and Skinner, Unplanned.
So, Kevin, how will we cope without a left-sided player at international level?
Well, that's a great question, Frank, and, you know, I can honestly say I haven't given that any planning at all.
Hello, I'm Johnny Vaughan, back again with Movie Watch. Yes, still too talented for anyone to find me a decent vehicle. Now, another totally accurate Hollywood history drama. Demi Moore stars as Emily Pankhurst, a suffragette fighting for women's rights in G.I. Emily.
We ain't got no feminine failings. We're gonna chain ourselves to the railings.
And what American film would be complete without the token Brit bad guy? Yes, it's Michael Caine as crime overlord Prime Minister William Gladstone.
Look, Pankhurst, no woman tells me how to run my bleating country.
Oh, is that right? Well, it may interest you to know, Mr. Prime Minister, I've just led all the prostitutes you'd imprisoned down from their rooftop protest.
You've done what? Pankhurst, how could you? I specifically told you not to show the bloody whores off.
QVC, Joe speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, hello. Is that QVC, the television shopping channel?
It is, yes.
Ah, excellent. I am the doctor.
Right.
Greetings. Tell me, what do the symbols QVC represent?
Quality, value and convenience.
Oh, I see. I'm afraid I've made an error. You see, I thought that that stood for quantum velocity centroscope. It's quite a technical item. I needed one. Do you stock these items?
We don't, unfortunately, no.
No quantum velocity centroscope?
No.
You see, it's quite important that I get one of these. If I don't get a quantum velocity centroscope, I shall be unable to stabilize the dematerialization circuit of the TARDIS, and Sutek shall break free from his ancient bonds on Mars and destroy the world.
Have you tried anywhere else?
Have you got any of those does-it handy hangers for sticking pictures on tiles?
Middle England, do not adjust your wirelesses. I've taken over this frequency on behalf of the military wing of the Women's Institute.
Oh, yes.
You thought we were all Victoria sponges and surgical stockings, didn't you? Well, as we showed the so-called Prime Minister last week, the WI's gone radical. I am here to put forward our list of demands. I've got it here, written on the back of a voucher for 20 pence off golden syrup. Demand one. 20 pence off golden syrup. Oh, no, sorry, wrong side. Demand one. Compulsory hat wearing during the winter months. It doesn't matter what you look like as long as you're comfortable and warm. Demand two. Let's have more of that nice Carol Smiley on the box. She's a real ray of sunshine. And demand three, a helicopter gunship, complete with nuclear warhead. Preferably in a nice blue-gray, but we're willing to compromise. Unless these demands are met, we'll jam the airwaves again. And we'll have homemade jam next time, because we've got tons of it. Cheerio!
Oh, congratulations on your marriage, Pat. Who'd have believed you'd be heading up the aisle again after all the trouble you've had with husbands in the past?
Tell me about it, Peggy. I haven't had much judgment when it comes to picking husbands, but all that's changed now. Meet Hannibal.
Here, Hannibal, did you see Dot on the karaoke? Bit tasty or what?
You took the words right out of my mouth, dear.
You know, I've got a feeling, Peggy. This is really going to work out.
I was quietly sharing a pot of Earl Grey with Thora Heard after Evensong. We were listening to the post-match coverage when the man on the wireless reported that following our defeat by Portugal, there'd only been a few minor scuffles. Thora wrinkled her face in disappointment and then dunked her jammy dodger into the tepid liquid. Alan, she said, if I'd been there, I'd have reduced the whole of Eindhoven into a smouldering hole in the ground. I gazed at Thora, resplendent in her crocheted England scarf, her British bulldog T-shirt, and the cross of St. George chalked across her face. My mind then went back to 1985, when Macclesfield Town lost to Hulkingston Rovers controversially on penalties. And Thora and her friend Peter Sallis from Last of the Summer Wine went on the rampage across much of West Yorkshire. They were only apprehended when Peter Sallis was caught on a security camera, smashing a tobacconist's windows with a piece of 4x2 he'd ripped from the church gate. As they came to trial, Thora insisted on nutting the judge. The judge, in turn, slapped Thora with 700 hours community service, presenting songs of praise.
South Bank Productions brings you a Lord Richard Rogers film, Alec Guinness and the Bridge on the River Thames. Two men locked in psychological warfare, set in the stifling heat and the disease-ridden conditions of South London.
Week 17. My men and I have worked our fingers to the bone. We have had to use the most rudimentary materials in some of the most inhumane conditions imaginable. Almost as bad as working in Birmingham.
A story of passion, anger, and a very unstable bridge.
What the hell have you done? This bridge is even more wobbly than Anne Widdecombe in a string bikini. Evil glare.
Bridge over the River Thames is showing now in a triple bill of disaster films, including Dome Busters, The Bridge Too Wobbly, and the London Eye Gur Sanction.
So, it's half-time here at the BBC's Euro 2000 coverage. Apparently, we just had word through about the BBC's bid for football highlights for Match of the Day. Let's hope it's good news.
Yeah, good day. Well, I'm afraid, Gary, it's bad news. You know, little Greggy Dyke there, you know. He did all he could. He worked all the way through the night. But even the injection of £40 million wasn't enough. I'm afraid the jewel in the BBC sporting crown just slipped away to ITV in the night. You know, it's terribly sad. But there is a silver lining, because the BBC will now have plenty of extra money for shows about those cute little bunnies with ear infections, and the hamsters with a bit of a dicky tummy, and kittens that don't make it through the night.
I'm Johnny Vaughan with more totally accurate historical dramas from Hollywood. Robert De Niro and Jack Nicholson tell the story of a legendary American sketch combo in The Monty Python Story.
Excuse me, miss. Can I help you, sir? Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? Huh? Well, I don't see anyone else here. What's in the goddamn cage? Listen, I tell you just what I've got in the friggin' cage. I got a friggin' goddamn dead parrot that I friggin' purchased not half an hour ago from this frigging store. It's shoveled off its goddamn mortal coil. It's deceased. It is dead. It's been taken out. So what are you gonna do about it, asshole? I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do, boy. Absolutely goddamn nothing. But here's what you're gonna do. You're gonna get out of my goddamn store and take your goddamn Norwegian blue with you before I kick your skinny ass. Is that friggin' right? Well, say your prayers, you goddamn parrot pusher.
You've been listening to Dead Ringers, starring John Coleshaw, Phil Cornwell, Jan Ravens, and Kevin Connolly. The associate producer was Adam Bromley, and it was produced by Bill Dare. The writers were John Holmes and Andy Hurst, Ned Fountain and Tom Jameson, Simon Blackwell, Jess Foster, Ashley Baroda, Lawrence Howarth, Dave Cohen and Paul McKenzie, Sean Pye, Rupert Russell, Richard Webb, Martin Smith, Alison Todd, and Jeffrey Stubbs.
And Dead Ringers will be back at the same time next week. In a quarter of an hour, Francine Stock will be discussing what some see as a crisis in contemporary British sculpture. That's Front Row at 7:15. But first, after Eddie's colourful outburst to Kathy in The Bull, Clary is at the end of her tether.
I don't care, Eddie! A day's bush beating is better than nothing! You give that David Archer a ring first thing! And where's Joe? His tea's nearly ready. He's not down The Bull again, is he?
I don't care where the f*** he is. I mean, after what he bastard world did to my birds, I've a good mind to kick his ass for him.
Eddie, stop f***ing swearing. It's bad enough you saying f***ing shag last week. I've put up with a lot from you, now you've landed us on f***ing feedback. That f***ing Roger Bolton is a bigger f***ing c*** than Brian Aldridge.
I can tell you he don't frighten me. I just tell him to show it up his himself. Don't matter, does it? I've already said shag, so I might as well say and enter him as well.
I'm sorry, but that seems to be an unedited version of tonight's Archers. Looks like some technician up again.